Greetings. Welcome to Crystal Temple Presents. This is a live radio show presented to you from the Crystal Temple in Portland, Oregon. Today, with me, my name is Amanda, and I'll be your host for this today. Today with me is David Recht, the owner and operator of the Crystal Temple. And here he is.
Yeah, hi, Amanda.
Hi, David. So a little bit about us. We run the Crystal Temple here, and every week we're going to be interviewing different people from the temple about different subjects. Today, since this is our very first show, I wanted to interview David about the Crystal Temple. And so why don't we start off with some questions about you?
Well, maybe some people would like to know what the Crystal Temple is. So the Crystal Temple is a meditation and movement center located in Portland, Oregon. It is approximately 10,000 square feet, and it is home to many different activities. Some of these activities include different movement classes, such as martial arts training, Qigong, self-defense, yoga, and we have a new program going here, the goddess tribal dancing, which has been very popular. And Amanda, you've been doing that. What do you think about the tribal dancing?
I love it. I think Jeanette is an amazing teacher, and we have about 10 women in the class, and it is just going awesome. And it's every Sunday from 12:30 to 2. So if you're interested in that, please do let us know. The contact information here, just to keep on hand for you guys at home, is 503-249-0303. That's our phone number here at the temple. And so if you're interested in anything that you hear about today, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about it. So, David, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in 1963 in Walnut Creek, California. That's in the Bay Area near San Francisco. I grew up in Berkeley, California, and had a good childhood. Came up to Oregon to go to Oregon State University, studied engineering, and after that I went into various construction fields, working with land development and things of that type. As time went on, I found myself moving through different fields and found I had a very keen interest in metaphysical type training and started to get interested in that.
What sparked your interest in metaphysics?
Well, different things were going on in my life at the time, and as I had different difficulties and troubles in my life, I started to try and figure out the causes and the reason behind it. And with my scientific and engineering background, I was very logical about things, and I just started trying to understand why things manifested the way they did in my life, and what was the reason behind it, and how can you take control over it and get in charge of what you're doing in your life and where you're going.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, I mean, what really, you talk about the metaphysics and the engineering. Was there anybody that you were inspired by or listened to or studied in particular?
Well, I think I found myself at the local bookstore one day, and I came across a section called Metaphysics, and I had always had a very keen interest in the pyramids and things in ancient Egypt, and there in this Metaphysics section were these books talking about the power of pyramids and the energy effects and things like that, and I think that's what really got me going, because I got a few of those books, and from then on it was just a nonstop campaign to learn everything I could and study everything I could, and that was probably about over 20 years ago. So in the time since then, I've been through many fields of study, pretty much all on my own, studying the fields of metaphysics, alternative energy, and alternative healing styles.
Do you have a favorite author or somebody that you really enjoy reading their information?
Well, there's quite a few, and right now here with the temple, I'm too busy to really read anymore. I still have a huge list of things I'd like to read, and just never get the time to do that. But since you bring that up, I just happen to have something here by an author by the name of Rich Work. It's called Proclamations of the Soul. And I think it would be wonderful to start this interview and this show off with just a little quote in here. These proclamations that he works with are ways of reprogramming your consciousness to align you with your higher principles and to make you more powerful within your being. And so I'm gonna read one to you here. So everyone just relax and listen to the words and feel the power of this. It's called Proclaiming My Identity. From the divine love that flows within my being, I command that every cell in my body and every vibration of my being align itself in divine perfection. For I desire to be all that I am. I choose to be all that I am. I am all that I am. I claim my identity and my divine perfection. And so it is.
That's very beautiful. Tell me again the name of the book and the author.
That is by Rich Work, W-O-R-K, and it's called Proclamations of the Soul.
Now, are these types of things things that you do when you do the Dave Sunday service here at the temple?
Yeah, I like to bring out an inspirational book now and then at the Sunday service, and this is a book that I've used before. And our Sunday service that we do here at the temple is a lot more interactive than normal. It's not a huge group, so we're able to actually get audience participation and do things back and forth with the audience. Sometimes we recite things together or work with different self-improvement ideas or books, and sometimes people do little worksheets and stuff to identify, you know, issues they're having in their life. And so it's kind of more like a participatory workshop atmosphere at our Sunday service. There are other times, though, when it can be quite holy, when we actually, like, say, when we do a washing and anointing with the holy water and the holy oil, and that can be quite a touching moment.
And tell me again what time your Sunday service is in case anyone out there wants to join us.
We try to do a Sunday service every Sunday at 11 a.m. And, of course, that's here in Portland, Oregon, at the Crystal Temple on North Richmond and Lombard Street.
Oh, great, great. And again, that phone number, if anyone is interested, is 503-249-0303. So, David, you talked about going to school at Oregon State for engineering. Have you gone to any other schools or done any other forms of training that have prepared you for your work here at the temple?
Well, yes, I have. I as I look back on my life and the things that I've done, it's so amazing the way spirit works, because it seems that everything that I've ever done in my life has prepared me for this moment and the work I'm doing now. And you would have never thought that, you know, as you were going through it. But it sure seems apparent that that's true. So I would say to everyone out there, if you've got a special purpose for your life, something you came here to do, maybe your contract with God, and if you're going through things in your life that may seem, they may seem like it's a hard road or that you've got some big lessons to learn and such, just understand that it's all in divine purpose. Because when you get through it all and you look back, you will see that everything that you've been through supports you in what you came here to do. And that is certainly true for me, because I went through some very hard times in my life. And I must say that that challenge and that growth that I achieved through those trials has made me much stronger and empowered me to do what I do now. As far as schooling, I was pretty much studying on my own. I'm kind of like following my own path, and eventually I got some guidance to go see this one trainer, and his name was Dr. Eric Pearl, and I did some training with him and received the techniques for doing a healing modality, which he calls the reconnection. And I must say that was that started to accelerate my own personal healing, because working with the energies and the beings that do that work was good for me and got me, you know, to start growing in a faster pace. After about a year after that, I came across what is known as the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. And I've been studying with them ever since. The Rocky Mountain Mystery School truly is, in my opinion, the highest level of training available on the planet today. And I would highly recommend anybody to look into that school and see if there's something there that they might be called to participate in. They're on the internet. You can find them at rmmsint.com. That's Rocky Mountain Mystery School International. So it's rmmsint.com. There's a link for them on the Crystal Temple website, which is a Crystal Temple website. You should give that out, Amanda.
Yeah. That's www.crystaltemple.org. And on that site, there's a calendar of events. There's pictures, testimonials. There's lists of classes and activations and energy work that's done here at the Crystal Temple. So that's great. Thank you for that.
And for those of you who are not in the area, there are services offered by the temple that can be partaken from elsewhere. So this Rocky Mountain Mystery School actually teaches in 22 different countries. So there's quite a number of practitioners available throughout the United States and overseas. So I truly do encourage you to go take a look and check it out. Also, here, the work we do, we have numerous healing modalities, which we facilitate from a remote position. So I think a little later in the show, we might talk about some of the healing modalities that we offer here. So that's something we can talk about then, I guess.
Yeah, that would be great. I wanted to just take a moment for a little interruption and give everyone a chance to grab a cup of tea. I'm going to make an announcement from my good friend Susan Rushi at Enlightened Choice. She asked me to share this information with you, and I was more than happy to do so. Susan Rushi and Enlightened Choice are embarking on a fabulous quest to assist in the creation of the new Shambhala, the paradise on earth. One of the most important and effective methods to begin this creation is an enlightenment tool used thousands of years ago by King Solomon. This tool was used only for high priests and high priestesses, but has been handed down through the ages and is now available to all of us. And Susan is bringing this tool to you today. This is the 22-strand DNA activation. This DNA activation captures the blueprint of the original human, the Adam Kadmon, the fully evolved human. This DNA activation has many physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits to anyone receiving it. However, in addition to that, it opens the door to allow you to begin your journey of self-discovery. By starting this journey with a 22-strand DNA activation, you will have the ability to hold more light and be a brighter light in the world. The more you evolve, the more light you hold, and more light you bring to the world. Thus, the greater ability to create Shambhala, paradise on earth. Through this 22-strand DNA activation, classes, healing modalities, and community, Susan provides the practices which can enhance the evolutionary process for you to realize, acknowledge, and live who you really are. Susan Rushi is a teacher and a guide initiate in the ritual in the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light, and an initiated ritual master in the lineage of King Solomon. She studies with the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, one of seven mystery schools that exist in the world today, with authentic lineage dating back 3,000 years. Susan offers classes and healing modalities that have been handed down for thousands of years in the tradition of ancient practices of the mystery school. Susan offers classes and healing modalities based in ancient teachings that will assist you in this process. She serves the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, and Greater Chicago area. For more information or to talk to her directly, please call 208-819-4712. Again, that number, 208-819-4712, or email her at Susan Rushi, SusanRushe, at gmail.com. Make an enlightened choice to discover who you really are and the light within you. Please contact Susan today. That is my friend Susan, and I would love it if you contacted her. If you lived in any of those areas, that would be really fantastic.
Yay, go Susan. That was a good commercial.
So, David, please, if you would love to share, how did this idea of the Crystal Temple begin?
Well, I think it was just inspired in me from spirit. It was many, many, many years ago, about 15, and I started to get this, you know, vision for having a place where I could apply all these spiritual tools I had been studying, such as alternative healing and the different metaphysical principles. And I just, you know, in my mind's eye, I just created this this wonderful place where people could come to connect and commune with spirit and to grow and evolve toward their own godhood, and also a place for social interaction and for people to just enjoy life and live life to the fullest. So when I first started to work with this, over years it developed, and it had a different look than it did now. It was actually out in the woods, and there was dome structures with different activities in the different structures, and in the middle of the domes was a set of sacred pools, and each of the pools would be charged with special energies for different purposes. And one of the domes was used for sacred movement, one for alternative healing, one for research and development of new technologies, new spiritually oriented technology, and one for the temple itself. And so it was quite a large thing, quite involved, and out in the woods around the structures was camping areas where people could come and stay, and also a dormitory type structure for people to stay. And I do believe that we'll actually be building this, but it's just not time yet. But I did spend a lot of time developing the plans for it, and I think we will be building it in the future. So currently, we're here in the city, and we do have a large, complete facility. but I'm sure we'll outgrow it with time.
Tell us a little bit more about the facility we have now.
Well, there is a 2,000-square-foot temple, and it's got a very high ceiling. It's a very, you know, big open room with tall windows and a grand altar covered with crystals and sacred objects. And above the altar is this giant arch with symbolism on it and beautiful ornamentation, and it's just beautiful. We've completely remodeled the building and made it into just a beautiful temple. And around the walls, we have put oak woodwork surrounding the whole room, and it's just very, very comfortable. It's very beautiful. And the energy in there is just incredible. At the other end of the building, we have another large room that we use for a movement studio. And in the movement studio, we have quite a few different classes available, and also it's used for lectures and things. We also bring in practitioners from outside the temple, quite a few of them, and so if anybody would like to rent this space, it's available for them to put on a weekend workshop or things like that.
Great. Now, you talked about the energy within the temple. Would you like to expand a little bit on the energetic structures and or devices that you have going on there? I think the audience would be really interested to see how you've put your practical application and study of engineering and metaphysics into reality and manifested it into these energetic devices here.
Yeah, we do have quite a few metaphysical devices that we have at the temple that we will be using for the enhancement of the energy in the temple. One structure that is central to the temple energy field is a device that was designed with the by William Benz with my assistance. And William Benz is like a master alchemist, and he works with many.
Hi, sorry about that, guys. seems we got sort of cut off. So you were talking about the energy field and William Benz.
Right, yes. So in the temple, we have a device that William constructed for us. It is very elaborate. It has almost 1,000 parts in it. It is a collection of specially prepared crystal pieces and coils and special metals that are all combined into special geometries using advanced multidimensional mathematics. And these are encased within a surgical acrylic resin and the pieces are put in place at specific astrological configurations, and then they are charged with specific frequencies as they are solidifying. And through this process, William Benz has developed a way of creating a man-made crystal structure that then has enhanced properties designed into it to create certain energy fields that he desires to create. It took us 2 to 3 months talking about the device and working on the plans. And then he started construction, and it was a full year before it was done. So it's quite a feat what he's constructed. And it sits on a special table we've built for it. And what it is 7 towers, and each of the towers is tuned to one of the chakras of the human energy system. So this radiates a field that is very powerful in the local area and actually goes out for hundreds of miles, getting weaker as it goes farther from the source. And so when people come to the temple and they are in that room, they are being affected greatly by this device. And it acts to stabilize the chakra system such that when we're doing higher level work in the temple that would assist these people in their growth and evolution and healing, their chakras are held stable and fed good energy by this special chakra system that William has created. He's given it the name of a Septagon device. And you can read more about William's work on the internet. Just go to his website at serpentcoil.com. And I think you'll find it very interesting. It has a huge website with lots of technical information you can learn there.
With hidden links. Those are always fun to find, too, the hidden links.
Yeah. Move your mouse around there. You'll find lots of hidden links with more advanced information hidden away. So we have his devices available for sale here at the store, at the Crystal Temple store. So if anybody sees anything on there they would like to purchase, they can just give us a call, and we will ship it out to them.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about the temple. You have the chakra tower systems. Anything else you have going on in there?
Yes, we do have a beautiful collection of crystals, the largest being a 330-pound crystal from Brazil, which is called an inhydro. It's a quartz crystal with water encased inside of it, and it's very good for emotional balancing and clearing. And that's kind of like the mainstay. It kind of anchors the whole temple because it's the largest crystal. And there's some beautiful specimens in there of different types. I like the balls. There's an obsidian ball that's about 11 inches in diameter, which is very beautiful. Looks similar to a bowling ball, but it really shines and just looks beautiful. If you get up real close, you can see deep into it and see the different swirls of color inside. And there's also a large rose quartz sphere, which I like a lot.
Cool. And in each of the corners, you can see on some of the pictures, we have towers. And tell a little bit more about those towers that you have there, David.
Yeah. The towers in the corners were designed and built by Dr. Fred Bell. And I'm pretty sure Fred Bell's been on BBS radio. So some of you may have seen seen him on the schedule or heard of him before. And these towers work with transverse waveforms to create an interdimensional connection out into the universe. And in effect, what it does is it causes whatever we're doing in the temple to be broadcast outward into the surrounding universe, and also to receive the information and bring it into the temple. So it's kind of like a giant antenna system for whatever we're doing in the temple, connecting us out to the universe. And it works very well, so I do recommend Fred Bell's devices.
Cool. So if you have any specific questions or anything that you'd like to know from David that I don't cover, feel free to call in. You can get that call-in number right off of the bbsradio.com website. They have three different numbers on there, so just click on that website and you should see the call-in number. And feel free to call in, and we'd love to take your phone calls and answer any questions you have. And David likes to talk about all of his devices and things that make the temple run, so feel free to do that. What else do you have there, David, that that gets that energy going in the temple?
Well, I think the thing that's really being used the most right now would be the training I've received from the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. It's very specific training in how to work with different beings on the angelic realms, on the elemental realms, and on the Masters of Light. And I think that has really had a huge impact in what we have created here. Through the authority and the relationships developed with these beings, we have many people working in the temple that are not on a physical level. And that includes a number of angels that hold certain jobs and positions within the temple to create a balanced energy structure that is of benefit to all those who come into the temple. Working directly with the elements of earth, water, air, and fire to have them abundantly available in a balanced proportion is also very important and something that we do to keep the energy stable and pure in the temple. We also use many techniques to constantly clean and clear the energies in the temple, as people come through and visit and do different things which may, leave imprints or disturbances, and we're constantly cleaning and clearing those to maintain a very pure state of energy within the temple.
So I wanted to definitely bring up one thing. The Thursday night group spiritual activations that you lead, that's a great way for people to come in and see what you do and feel the energy. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, that's something that I started about 4 years ago. And when I was in my home, working out of my home, I had devoted one floor of my house to doing this work and the research and development of, actually operating a temple, and was taking appointments there out of the home, and had set up a large room as a mini temple. And in this mini temple, we lined up specific crystal grid patterns and set up these multidimensional antenna systems, and we were driving it with a Tesla power supply and had pyramidal amplifiers and, basically all the goodies that I like to play with now. And we had them all set up in my home. And we brought people in a group fashion and would sit in a circle around the devices and work with light and sound to activate different energy systems within the body. And specifically at that time, we were working a lot with, instead of more with music, more of the work we were doing was with specific frequencies that were developed by different organizations researching such things. And these certain frequencies would activate different energy systems of the body, stimulate certain brainwave patterns, and things like that. And we found it to be very powerful and very effective.
And so how are those groups changed from then until now?
So as time went on, the space got to be too small. And we had too many people to fit in the room. And the work I was doing at the time was getting in the way of my spiritual work, because it was hard to schedule appointments, with a full-time job and doing other stuff. And so I came to the decision that I needed to get a commercial space to do the work, and I needed to leave my job and do this work full-time. And that's what I did. It took quite a while, but to locate the exact position for the temple, but now I'm here, and we have the building, and it's completely remodeled and in operation, and we're doing the groups here. We've been doing them for about, it's been over a year now at the new location, doing groups, and they've been very powerful here. I've seen people completely change through this work when they come forward and just participate on Thursday nights.
Oh, great. And so tell me a little bit about what happens on Thursday. This is where you put the tools that you've learned through the Rocky Mountain Mystery School and working with spirit to use, correct?
Yes. So I would say that I don't think there's anybody in the world that's doing what I'm doing here on Thursday nights. This is pretty unique. And what we've done is essentially created a multidimensional energy vortex of light that is specifically designed to assist people in accessing the spiritual realms, and not only that, but in accessing the more physical realms, like these lower dimensions where the earth and the plants and the animals reside. So it's really an open doorway of communication out to the universe, up through the dimensions, and down through the dimensions. And the advantage of working or being in this space is that it puts you in better communication with the totality of your being, because we are multidimensional beings, and we do exist on all these different dimensions. And it is the evolution that we have in our future is through expanding our consciousness to be aware of these other dimensions that we exist on. And so by these people coming into this space and just being there, it is has a huge effect on their consciousness and their spiritual growth, their physical functionality, and the health of their soul.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So you talked about sound, and you talked about light, and you talked about working with spirit. I wanted to bring up the spirit dance on Friday night, because I know that that's something that you've been working on for about a year, and you're pretty proud of, and you have a lot of equipment and stuff in the temple where you host this event. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. The spirit dance is, I've always liked dancing. I enjoy it a lot, and I truly believe that dancing is a very healing experience, and it really helps one to be in touch with their body, with their mind, with their spirit. And what better place could there be to dance than in a temple? So we wanted to get people to the temple to turn off their minds and just set themselves free and let themselves go and just enjoy themselves in the energy. And I think this is a truly freeing experience, and the people that have come here and tried it have really, really enjoyed it. To make it a enjoyable dance experience, we installed a very high-end sound system. It's all professional JBL equipment, and we have a lot of lighting equipment too. So it's very, not only the space is very beautiful, but we've got a sound and lighting system that is as good as any club in town. And then we've got the wonderful energy, and our dance events are all family friendly, open to all ages, and no alcohol or drugs.
So this spirit dance event, which is every Friday night at 8 p.m., is on a sliding scale, $5 to $10. It's a great ecstatic dance event for anyone of all ages who really enjoys expressing themselves through dance and being in the energy and really moving to what moves them and not having to worry about having a drink spilled on you or smelling like cigarette smoke on your way home. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in dancing to come by. Again, our address, 7525 North Richmond Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97203. McCrest Street is North Lombard. We're located in the heart of downtown St. John's in Portland, Oregon. The phone number here, 503-249-0303. And my name is Amanda. I'm talking to David today. David, and did you want to share anything about the classes?
Well, one thing I'd like to add, Amanda, if you're interested in the dancing, please visit a website we set up for that at www.spiritdancepdx.com. Again, that's www.spiritdancepdx.com. And that is, you'll see the music schedules up there. You'll see some photographs. You'll see an outline of why we have spirit dance, why we do spirit dance, a little bit about us and about the temple. It's all up there. So if you ever want to see what's going on with spirit dance, you can check that site.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I forgot about that website. I shouldn't, but I did.
And another thing I wanted to touch on again, you had mentioned the we had been talking about the Thursday night group.
Right.
And we have a new program that's coming up soon in the future that I would like to just mention.
Sure.
These Thursday night groups are wonderful for the people who are here local. But I must say that for a couple of years now, I've been guided to do these groups on a worldwide scale. And the information I've received from Spirit is that they would facilitate the process of transmitting these energies worldwide to anyone who wished to receive them. So we would be broadcasting these energies from the Crystal Temple directly to all those who sign up to receive them on a weekly basis. And I think we're going to get started with that program here in the next few months because we're getting really close to that time when I'm guided to do that.
Oh, great. That sounds so exciting. So if you would like to be on that list of people who would love to receive those energies on the Thursday night group that David works, please email us. The email address here is info@crystaltemple.org. Or give us a call, 503-249-0303. And I would be more than happy to put you on a list that you would be able to participate in those no matter where you were in the world. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think since everybody listening to us now has got to be on the Internet, you might swing by the website and look at the photos. We're talking about the temple, and I know you could get such a bigger view of, you know, our idea of what the temple's like just by looking at the photo. So we have a photo page on the website at crystaltemple.org.
Oh, great. Yeah, and as you said, it is a 10,000-square-foot commercial building. It's beautiful. It has a 2,000-square-foot temple, a 1,000-square-foot movement studio. We have a gift shop here with a lot of organic and homemade and local artisans and artists that we feature. The other thing that we do have here, and we just started, actually, a few days ago, we have a massage therapist on staff. So you can actually get a massage within the walls of this temple and receive healing on a multidimensional level that we're really excited about. So if you're interested in booking a massage, please do let us know. The number here, again, 503-249-0303. David, I was wondering if you would share with the people in the audience today about your vision for the future of the Crystal Temple.
Well, there's a lot coming in the future. It's so much that I do not know how we're going to keep up. I'm telling you, people, it's a good thing we have 5 apprentices on board because there is so much work coming here that it just blows my mind. We have coming to the Crystal Temple master teachers from the Rocky Mountain Mystery School coming here to teach programs once a month. So they'll be coming from around the world. They'll be coming from around the states to the Portland, to the Crystal Temple to teach. That's an amazing thing, and that's wonderful. New program that's coming really soon. Another program coming is going to be what's known as the School of Art, of the Art of Healing. And the School of the Art of Healing is a certificate and degree program teaching healing arts, open to the public, for anyone to learn how to do alternative healing methods or spiritual healing. This should be starting at the Crystal Temple in the fall, and it'll be set up to where people can travel to Portland and take like a 5-day program and go home with training in numerous different healing arts that they can then use in their practice or start a new career with.
Oh, wow, that's great. I know everybody is really excited about that. We're all looking for ways in which we can accelerate or enlighten our beings to move on to the next ascension. So that's really exciting, absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to share for today, David?
Yeah, other things I'm looking forward to is the installation of our projector. We have a very nice movie projector system, and I've been waiting and waiting to get it installed, and I think we're getting really close. And so once we get the projector installed, we will be having spiritual cinema here on Sunday nights, and I'm looking forward to that.
Great. Would you share what classes or events we have coming up here in the next few, I don't know, days, weeks?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Look at the...
This weekend, I think we have the channeling intensive.
Yeah, channeling intensive 2-day workshop, May 3rd and 4th. This is a 2-day workshop where you will learn keys to accessing your higher self, your guides, the masters, and other beings of light. Okay, we will be using a shamanic journeying technique from the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. And this is a 2-day intensive workshop that will stretch you to your limits. If you're interested, please contact us. It's coming up this weekend. Coming up on May 17th, we have an astral travel program, another mystery school training for astral traveling safely and effectively to other places.
Great.
That's a fun class.
I like that class. Another thing I wanted to tell our listeners is that we are having a festival and street fair, I should say, the same day of the St. John's Parade here in Portland, and it will be held in our parking lot. We have one of the other radio hosts on BBS Radio, Mike Schultz, will be featured as a tarot reader during that festival, and we are happy to have him here. We're going to have about 30 booths out in our parking lot, music, dancing, expositions of programs, a lot of people showing up, and the parade, obviously, that day. So I would invite anyone who is interested to swing by and definitely come by, take a look at the temple, take a look at what we're doing. If you have any questions at all, give us a call, 503-249-0303. Anything else coming up that you'd like to share, David?
Well, I can't stop sharing here your favorite one of all, the special Egyptian temple night, okay? And this is coming up Saturday, May 17th, from 7 to 9 p.m. And this is going to be a night of Egyptian magic. We're going to start with an informative lecture, and we're going to tell stories from ancient Egypt. And that's going to build into a dancing, where we're going to bring in the tribal belly dancing goddesses.
He says this sort of tongue in cheek, but it's going to be so beautiful. The temples in ancient Egypt were just fully abundant and very beautiful, and these women have so graciously decided to come in and help us build energy for this Egyptian temple night here at the Crystal Temple. That's May 17th at 7 o'clock. Everyone's welcome to come in costume, bring their statuary or their altar items, bring any flowers or anything you'd like to add, and definitely participate. It's going to be a 2-hour event on a Saturday night, May 17th. I am very excited about that. Yes, and it will be done in the last hour will be done like group activation style, where we'll be bringing in the energies of the family of Ra and letting people just bake in that energy. I'm really, really thrilled to be able to host that with David. So.
Yeah, we'll be bringing in the family of Ra with Isis, Osiris, Geb, Nut, all the big guys coming in with their energies for the benefit of the people gathered there. And it'll be quite an experience. I'm totally looking forward to it, and I'm very excited about it. And yes, I will be in costume. So will Amanda. And we have wonderful costumes and special stage lighting, and it's going to be amazing.
So, David, do you have any advice for anybody listening out there with great big dreams like you had 15 years ago with this idea of a temple? Anything that you'd like to share with them or, you know, help guide them if they're sitting at home dreaming about things like this?
I think the most important thing is to know what your purpose is and to know yourself. I've met many, many people who have seen what I'm doing, and they're like, I have, you know, this vision too. I have this vision too. But, you know, we can't all do this. I mean, this temple here could easily support many, many, many people, many practitioners, many ideas, many people giving their input and contributing to the temple. So I think we need to come together. We need to come together as community to pull our resources together and make things happen. Individually, it is very difficult to do something like this. It's almost impossible. We are overwhelmed on a daily basis trying to keep everything running. And so I truly say, if this is what you're feeling called to do something on a large scale, to build community, it's all a matter of finding the other people that you need to do that work and coming together with them in harmony to create your vision together. And the most efficient way I know of to do that is to get a DNA activation.
Oh, great. Yay, that's a good segue. Segue into Susan Rushi and Enlightened Choice and her DNA activation available in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, and the greater Chicago area. You can call her if you live in any of those areas at 208-819-4712 or email her Susan Rushi, SusanRushe at gmail.com. Or if you live in the Portland area, you can contact David or I directly here at the Crystal Temple, 503-249-0303 for a DNA activation.
Yes, we would love to activate your divine blueprint, which has all the codings for everything you came here to be and to do. And believe me, that is the most efficient way to get you on track, understanding what your contract is with God and your contract with your fellow humans, and to get you functioning on that level that you can manifest that in your life.
I wanted to take just a moment and let everyone know who we have planned coming next week on this show. This week I talked to David about the Crystal Temple. Next week we are featuring Dr. Teresa Bullard. She has a doctorate in physics. She is an alchemist and a Kabbalist and is an Indigo Bridge in Service, and she is going to be on our show next week to talk about sacred science and the application of that in our physical reality, as well as how she is working to bridge science and spirituality in this world. So please join us next week for that interview with Dr. Teresa Bullard, and I know that she's going to be teaching many classes and is hoping to be finishing up a book real shortly. So if you are interested in speaking with her or scheduling an appointment or taking one of her classes, do feel free to give us a call here at the temple, and I will be sure to forward that information. Again, our number, 503-249-0303. Is there anything else you'd like to share today, David?
Well, I'd like to say that this has been wonderful doing our first radio show, and I think it went well. And I'd like to invite you all back to listen to us next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on bbsradio.com, channel 1.
Yes. So to recap for today, the Crystal Temple is a community center for lightworkers of all paths and beliefs. It is our goal to provide a safe and welcoming environment for all those who choose to partake of our fruits. The present temple represents many years of studying, planning, and receiving guidance from the hierarchy of light. It existed on the higher dimensions long before the physical manifestation. In years of training with the Mystery School, various students visited the temple and reported back the wonderful healings and activations taking place. Now, due to the empowerments received and the initiatory path through the Rocky Mountain Mystery School, we have manifested the Crystal Temple into the physical for the benefit of everyone. So we encourage everyone to come by, say hi, and definitely partake of the fruits that we have. Is there something you'd like to share?
Yeah, let's end with a quote from Sir Walter Russell. I am one whole, the all. Glorify thou me, the one who I am, for I am all and no other is. What I am, thou art, for thou art me, thou art the whole.
And thank you so much again for joining us today, and bless you, and many abundant blessings to everyone listening today. Join us next week, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, bbsradio.com, channel 1, for Crystal Temple Presents, featuring Dr. Teresa Bullard. Thanks again, and have a lovely evening.